Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to season two of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. This would be episode 26 for those of you keeping score at home. From Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. Why in the hell would you drink alone? I don't know what you've been doing during the break. I suppose people have been drinking alone. But now we're back. We're here for you.
We're back.
Yeah.
The counseling session is
back
open.
Back in black. Yep,
that's right. That's right. And a special hello to the friends of the My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. Some of you guys, we did a quick little Facebook Live thing, and people were already commenting and sharing, and so they didn't forget how to show us their support. So we really forget. No, we don't forget that. We remember that, and we appreciate it. Yeah,
as long as we're not drunk,
right? Mm-hmm. So who you probably don't remember who we are. So we'll just go around.
Who am I? Oh, that's right. You're talking to me.
I am.
I'm Lynn.
Otherwise known as the Talent.
Talent.
And Lynn, I understand you actually had a couple of drinks before you got here for a couple of drinks
I
today.
I did. It's all my sister's fault.
This could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And?
My public radio name is Shane Ballystock Martinez.
I want an Irish name.
That's quite a mouthful.
And here I thought that was episode 13. Brad never quite got over that.
I thought you were Pat O'Brien.
Well, my hat says that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is our special St. Paddy's Day edition.
And you ought to see us.
Oh, my God. We're stunning, are we not?
I love the eyebrows, Groucho.
Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of stunning.
Oh, I'm Erica. Hello.
Yeah. And I'm Greg, your host. So
she is stunning. That's
the roundup. That's who's coming at you today. There's a few other people that do come and go. But it's just the core today.
Yeah, we miss the others, but we'll muddle through.
Yep.
We'll drink it through.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to keep up with us, Facebook is probably the best place. I think we're the most active there. I mean, let's face it, we should take some precautions. We're so active, you know, we could infect a lot of people if we got into some bad shit, you know, so.
Infect or affect?
Perhaps
both.
Yeah. But on Facebook, we're My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. And we're also on the web. Now, that's a good place to go if you want to
get away from us.
Right. We can't bother you there. You can leave at any time. And but I always put the show notes there, and we put links to the products that we're looking at, or the artist that happens to be with us in the studio, or whatever the hell we're doing.
And that's good, because when you text us or you contact us, and you ask us for recommendations, we can tell you, go to the fucking website.
Right, right. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, Brad. That's another thing. Now, with a new season, we got a new shot at everything. And so we didn't change a damn thing. And the format, nothing is different, except we're going to try to drop the F-bomb a bit more this season. So I appreciate it, Brad.
Thank you.
Really? I'm going to try not to.
Anything for you.
All right, well.
Because I
you
say
very
it
much.
Way too much.
But, you know, we're not just on the web. We're not just on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. And there we're Big Fat Bloody Mary. And on Snapchat, don't ask me why, but we're Big Papa. B-I-G-P-A-P-A-A-H.
Papa, I like it when you call me Big Papa.
We put a lot of nude stuff on there. So
good.
So normally, we do a quick recap of the last week's show. Well, I don't fucking remember the last show. It was way back in November or something.
That was longer ago than yesterday,
right? Yeah, it was a while ago. But I can tell you in general, last year, I could recap. We started on episode one. Do you remember we infused vodka
crazy.
With a cigar?
A cigar.
Yeah,
that
we
was
rigged,
gross.
We rigged a fish pump compressor to a fine Cohiba cigar.
Was that the first one?
That was episode one. That was our humble beginnings.
You gotta be kidding. Was that the
beginnings.
First one?
And it went kind of nuts, like we were
It was all over
vodka.
The table and all over the floor. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun watching it, though.
It was one of those moments when audio fails to capture the magic that was occurring in in the studio.
That was magic.
Yeah. But we came from there. We had some live performers. Corey Call performed, Nikki Lane, Jonathan Tyler. We had Pigtown Fling String Band. Mm-hmm. We reviewed a few books. We got a little highbrow. We had
our
fundraiser, our public radio edition. We did the UV challenge. Remember when they sent me all those flavored? Yeah.
Go back to the fundraiser. We didn't even raise a damn buck out of the damn thing.
Not 1 cent.
Yes, you did.
I don't think so.
I donated random number of change.
True. That's true. I actually set up a PayPal button with a donate. If you want to go back, I believe that was episode 13. You can still donate. It's still there, like a hook in the water with no fish in it. It's there, but
it's never too late to
donate. I think I donated like 64 cents or something.
Thanks again.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. We reviewed Devotion Vodka. Remember that? We were doing martinis out in the backyard.
Oh, those
you
were,
yes. You remember the first part of it anyway.
Yes, I remember. You had to walk me home.
I know. I remember that part. Russell Davis of Bar Rescue.
Oh, yep. Russell.
That was a good one. That guy.
Be still my heart.
Yeah, I was going to say, whoa.
Lynn. He was hitting on Lynn.
She's a little excited.
Yeah, yeah. And we reviewed a ton of mixes. Wow, what a blast. I mean, we had a full spectrum, too many to even cover right now, I think. All the mixes.
We can't remember.
Well, all right. Let's be honest. I don't remember hardly a damn one. But people can sure go back to episodes 1 through 25 and check those out if they want. There are a lot of good mixes that we reviewed. Lynn sang a bunch of songs, and we're hoping that she'll sing some more. This is last season, and Erica got profane. What today's podcast will offer is a mental breakdown on behalf of the host, because what our listeners may not realize is that we've had technical difficulties
three times.
I've dropped the F-bomb about, I don't know, 40 times so far. Yeah,
I've been here for like 55 minutes waiting.
Yeah, we've been here for 4 hours now. This is like our eighth take, and Woo! Of course we keep drinking the whole time, so you know, the first part of the show probably sounded okay, and I'm pretty concerned that it's all going to start really breaking
down.
Don't
be concerned.
Because we're on about our fifth take now, but we've got it.
We know what we're going to say.
Well, and it's okay.
We've said it like 10 times.
You and Lynn made sustenance food for us. We're surviving.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Celery.
But, you know, moving forward, and I can't help but feeling a sense.
How many times have you said that tonight?
A feeling of deja vu here.
I have to talk about Russell Davis again. Will be still in my heart. I mean, seriously?
Yeah. But.
Womp womp.
AKA Bloody Mary mix. Yes, we love it, but this is the fifth time I've said it.
Oh my God.
This is Groundhog Day.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
Well, I'll put together some outtakes, and you'll hear that we've been through the same shit like 5 times already.
And Greg looking at, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Greg, you don't even have outtakes because we didn't.
I will.
Oh.
We're trying to figure out what we're doing. No, there's nothing to
outtake. My drink is so watered down.
We'll keep drinking it. So. Yes, but here's what, as God is my witness, here is what is going to happen, and it is going to be recorded.
I see it. It's on paper.
Yep. We're going to get our drink on, and what we're drinking now is...
We've been drinking it for 4 hours.
It really is good.
What we're drinking now is a Bloody Molly. Now, this is a recipe that I crafted a couple of years ago that actually uses Jameson whiskey. I know. Crazy, right?
Well, I like it, though. Why wouldn't you have Jameson whiskey and a Bloody Mary if you're at Dublin Square?
Yeah. Now that it's exactly where I was. I got the idea. A local pub here, pub.
Very good.
Dublin Square. They started doing this. I'm sure they probably weren't the first, but I had one, and I thought, by golly, this is not half bad. It's a pretty good flavor.
I think I'd rather have whiskey and my Bloody Mary.
So anyway, that was the first place I had tried it. And I did. I created this recipe, and you can find it online if you Google Bloody Molly or Irish cocktail. It'll come up. It's on the website, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Pretty tasty. So that's what we've been enjoying. And our chaser
through all the meltdowns.
Right, we've had a lot of meltdowns tonight. Yep, but we're all still here. Mm-hmm. No one's gotten fired. Nobody's stormed off.
Fired?
Yet, you know. Well, I think you guys are going to mutiny here at any minute. But so that's what we're starting out with, and we're going to move very quickly, mercifully, to the Lava Craft Bloody Mary mix. I'm pretty excited to try this mix. It's a premium. High end, that's how it's marketed, that's how it's packaged.
Mm. Comes the in an outstanding red and black box. It's
really nice
really
looking.
Really groovy.
Yep.
It's pretty.
Yep. And I got to say, on a side note, these guys impressed me because last season, actually, we were in touch, and they shipped me a couple of bottles. But then, you know, I had to go into rehab, and then I had to do the court ordered thing, and the blah, blah, blah. So we had kind of a long break.
And I took voice lessons while he was gone.
You did? Oh, my gosh.
No, I should have. Well.
But so they reached out. They followed up, a month or two later and said, have you had a chance to review it yet? And I said, well, you know, sorry, there's legal things I can't talk about, whatever, but we weren't able to do it yet. But we're going to, actually. We're queuing up to do one here in about a week. And they said, would you do us a favor and dump out the product that we sent you, and I would like to send you some fresh product because we really pride ourselves on small batches that are always fresh. So nothing's sitting on the shelf for long periods of time. And I thought, well, that's pretty impressive. So
very much so.
Yeah, I took those two bottles and I went and I sold them.
Good.
And I dumped them out. And so what we're drinking here, was shipped here a couple days ago, so it's nice and fresh, just the way they want. I was impressed by that. I think that speaks volumes about the company.
Yes, because we were waiting for the shipment, because we were going to do this a couple days ago, and then they were still shipping it.
Yeah, I know. You guys were sitting on my front stoop for like 3 days. It was weird. Mm-hmm. It was a little weird. Yeah.
I had my binoculars out watching UPS.
Yes. Then, true to form, I think we're going to have some singing from Lynn.
If we keep having glitches, yes.
We've got her teed up. She's ready to go.
And I think there's a question for you from the queue as well.
Okay.
Erica's going to lay a little obscure profanity on us, and then we'll kind of wrap things up, giving our thoughts on this Lava Craft Bloody Mary mix. And you know what I'd really like to do right now?
What?
Have one of these drinks.
Oh. Excellent idea.
How about we start pouring?
Yes.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
That's a good sound there, Erica.
Mm. Well, can you pour
me? That's a nice looking
mix. Can I get a little more vodka?
I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard that question.
Not too much.
Okay, this is good. It's good.
And we already cracked our beer because
we've been sipping on it.
Sorry about that.
All
we have in Wisconsin. We're known problems. For. Beer chasers, and we were got a little bit premature in the beer department.
And we're doing Guinness tonight.
Yeah, our chaser of choice is Guinness Stout.
St. Patty's.
Yep, in honor of St. Patty's.
Leprechauns, who I don't really like.
Nope.
No, not a fan.
Fucking
so,
creepy.
Lynn, did you? Oh, God, that's right. We were supposed to drop the F bomb. Oh. Thank you.
Fucking leprechauns.
Right? Lynn, did you try it yet? What do you think?
I did.
Just, initial thoughts.
Well, I got some black pepper on my tongue right away, which is really yummy.
Mm-hmm.
The color is beautiful. Yeah. And I'm stirring it now. It's got a lot of citrus. It's really quite... Let me have a sip now.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's lying in my palate. Quite nice, really, seriously.
Jesus, I'll have what she's having.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Ooh. Just let it lay there a little bit, and it just gets better.
Well, why don't we give you a little space, Lynn, and a little time, and we'll go on.
Come back to you.
Yeah. Brad, what do you think? Did you give it a try? Or?
It's pretty highbrow.
I really like the consistency of this mix. I think it the flow off the palate, I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. As I said four times now tonight.
And we mentioned that this is our fifth take tonight.
But it's seriously, we all feel the same way as we did the first time we had the
guest. Well, it's true.
It's
a little more drunk, though.
Mm-hmm.
This, if you weren't into the garnish, you know, there have been a lot of mixes that we reviewed and you want to have a garnish. This one stands on its own, and I could envision on a warm summer day in the state of Wisconsin where we live, this would be the mix you would want to have. You really would.
Yeah. Thoughts?
I really like it. I do also taste the black pepper as well, which is a nice hint. And the lemon forward is agreeable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agradable, as our friends south of the wall would say. I agree with you guys. I was immediately struck by the flavor of lemon. I don't know, Erica. Can you? I don't mean to catch you off guard here, but would you be so kind as to read off the first five ingredients?
I think my vision's failed since the first time we did. Water, San Marzano tomato puree, tomato paste, lemon juice concentrate, salt, Tabasco, and some other things.
Okay. So, yeah, that's a lot of lemon. It comes in like in number three in the ingredient list, or four.
Those are Italian tomatoes that are grown in volcanic soil.
Really?
I hope they're not out there digging them. No.
So like they're only using that one kind of tomato?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's pretty high end as well.
Really?
Yeah. I like this stuff. It's different.
It is.
You know,
I think a lot different.
A lot of people that are used to getting Bloody Marys a lot of times they're pretty salty, you know, when you order. Yeah.
And they all have that aftertaste of something. I'm never too sure what it is.
It comes through very clean. It's like a very clean, citrusy flavor. You know what? It makes me think of that spectrum that I've referred to four times today. You know, a lot of them are the more savory on the far right side.
Why would that be on the right side?
Because that's how I choose to illustrate it.
If you can see this right now, Greg is pointing to the right.
So I do that as a public speaker. When I reach out to the right, it's actually the person watching sees it from the left, and that's how we read, you know, from left to right. So I do that.
Okay, well, that
for
would
you
make
guys,
more sense.
For you guys. And my arm is still out. It's getting tired. But on the far right end, being that very savory, you know, you think of your Worcestershire flavors, your salts, your horseradish is kind of over there. Right. And then, watch this now. There's my left arm extending out.
Very sweet.
There's more of that citrusy, fresh.
No, I'm looking at
your
tattoo on
your lemons. And this is falling way over to...
It's way
that,
off
that
on
left.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Very... fresh, very citrusy, and it's the kind of thing I believe you could probably drink. Well, and indeed, I have drank several of these.
Four,
things,
to be exact.
Yeah, who's keeping track, though? Yeah. So, but yeah, I like it, and I like the spice. It's a kind of a black pepper, but not overpowering.
There's pepper, but you can just get a bite of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. So, we've got a pretty good drink in front of us here. You know what I like to do is kick back and listen to a good tune and enjoy my drink.
Oh, yeah, this is really going to be good.
What do you got, Lynn? You want to lay one on us?
Yes, I'm going on it.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
As I slept, I dreamt Bennett with Dan. I shook him by the hand, and we passed the time of day. We questioned on his views, on the crux of life's philosophies. He had this few clear and simple words to say. I'm going, any which way the wind may be blowing. I'm going, where streams of whiskey are flowing. I cursed, bled, and sworn. Jump bail and land up in jail. Life has often tried to stretch me, but the rope always was slack. And now that I have a pile, I'll go down to the Chelsea. I'll walk on my field, but I'll leave there on my back. Cause I'm going, I am going. any which way the wind may be blowing. I am going, where streams of whiskey are flowing. Woo! Go. Go. On the words that we spoke, seem the wisest of philosophies. If nothing ever came, be a wet thing called the tear. The world is too dark. I need the light inside of me. I walk into a bar and drink 15 pints of beer. Cause I'm going, which way the wind may be blowing. I'm going, I am going, where streams of whiskey are flowing. I am going, any which the wind may be blowing. I am going, where streams of whiskey are flowing, where streams of whiskey are flowing. Outro.
The streams of whiskey are indeed flowing, aren't they? Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, man.
Fantastic.
I got through one take.
Wow. Yeah, you did it.
We did
just ran it.
Want to take me? I'm here. Live.
That is awesome.
Okay.
All right.
How was it, Erica?
Good. I was listening. I was looking good at my phone, but I was listening to you.
I thought we were at a senior center or something, listening to.
Well.
What's that meant?
Wow.
You're lucky you're out of...
You're lucky you're sitting on the chair.
Yeah, you're out of Lynn's reach. She does have a cane next to her, though. She can probably catch you with that.
Greg, your eyebrow, your right one is just... Yeah, I should, really overcoming your
I am
glasses.
Wearing,
well, it's pretty stressed tonight.
I am wearing green eyebrows. It's you very appropriate.
We have green feathers all over the place.
Okay, so I will tell this story because I came close to this level tonight. Years ago, I was a young man of about age 20, I think. It was St. Patrick's Day, and my good friend Rolf and I were going to head out for a night's revelry, and we donned green eyebrows, big fuzzy green eyebrows like I'm wearing at this very moment.
Are we on? Are we talking now? Or are we off?
Yes, Lynn, we are talking.
We're live.
I mean, we're live. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a hot mic. It's a hot mic.
Right. No, this is a story I'm sharing with the four of you, but also with the three people who are listening on to the podcast.
Rolf being one of them.
Yeah, possibly.
He doesn't even listen.
No, geez, we get a lot of listeners. Do you guys realize that? I mean.
Well, I thought we did, but then I'm not too sure.
60,000 downloads.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. But no, so this is my St. Paddy's Day party from years ago. We were out and about having a few, and there was a table of us.
No.
Imagine that. Four of us, I believe. And we're at this table, and all of a sudden, a couple of fellas grabbed me out of my chair and yanked me away from the table. And my mates that were sitting at the table didn't even see it. Like, they're all watching the band. And these guys start, like, punching at, you know, trying to beat me up. And I went kind of ballistic. I don't like getting hit. So I'm punching left and right and doing everything I can to keep
Where did this take place, may I ask?
Well, it was a bar downtown La Crosse.
Oh, it's in La Crosse.
It was, at the time, I believe it was called Sidekicks.
Sidekicks. It was one of my favorite places. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was a little further.
Bill
George's
Rose's?
Ringside. It George's was George's Ringside. Ringside. Across the alley. Yeah. And anyway, so I'm getting pretty worked up. I mean, you know.
I'm
in a fist fight with a couple of guys at the same time. And then a bouncer comes in and they're pulling us apart and they're breaking up the fight.
And you weren't you didn't even know you were in a fight.
I knew I was in a fight.
Got pummeled on and all of a sudden you're fighting.
No, hey, nobody landed one on me, man. But anyway.
I'm just saying they caught you by surprise, but you could fight back.
I was cold cocked. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. But my friends didn't even know, realize it was happening. So by the time things started to settle down and the bouncers are pulling us apart, I'm all worked up and I'm yelling at this other guy. I'm pointing my finger and I'm trying to be a real badass, you know. And I look over to my right and there's my friend Rolf laughing his ass off. He's laughing. What could be so damn funny, you know? And finally, we kind of get dragged out of the bar. We get outside. I turn to Rolf, and I'm like, what the fuck was so funny? And he's still laughing. And he points at me, and he says, you're still wearing those green eyebrows. Yeah. I'm trying to be this, you know, bad.
With the green eyebrows.
Badass, but I'm wearing big, fluffy green eyebrows the whole time.
You still look bad.
It's kind of, thank you, Brad.
Oh, that's so cute.
But I mean, I kind of had a similar experience with our technical troubles tonight. Each time the thing stopped recording and I would go into the tirade. Yes,
you're like, yeah. Oh, wait, I'm wearing big green hair.
I'll probably edit out that whole story. God, that was
no.
Boring.
That was funny.
Well, Lynn, we do have a question for you from one of our listeners.
God, I need to be a superwoman to be here tonight.
Yeah, I know you do. This is the question, and this one's been in the can for a while. This is actually back from season one.
And you never told me this.
Mm-hmm. I know, it hadn't come up. But the question, and this was one that was actually submitted on the website. People can do that. If they go to mybigfatbloodymary.com, all of our podcast episodes are there, and you can comment on any single page. I'll get an email, and I'll see it. So if you have a question for Lynn, drop it in there, and you know it doesn't matter. We'll ask her. It doesn't matter how crazy it is.
Yes, I'm single. I'm looking for one hot man.
They always ask that one. Yeah, we stopped asking because she doesn't really answer it directly ever.
Her number is 847.
Call Greg. He's my agent.
Lynn, if you could be any superhero, which one would you be?
Superwoman.
I'm not sure that's a superhero.
What are her superpowers? I don't even know.
Well, Wonder Woman.
Okay, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Is that just because she's hot?
I like that you had your own superwoman.
Well, super, because I feel like a superwoman. Mm-hmm. I've done many things that people mm-hmm. said, you really did that?
I think that is a show. Isn't that a show on like the WB? Like Supergirl.
The female version of, oh yeah, Supergirl.
Supergirl, no.
Yeah, but she's a W-O-O-M-A-N.
Superwoman. W-O-M-A-N. Treated with R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Right.
Why are we S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G-ing?
I can't spell.
So would it be Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a Wonder Woman swimming suit.
Can you wear that next time?
No, I went with my
Greg, we're going to do a superhero theme. And she has to do it.
I don't have it anymore. I don't know why I got rid of it because it really helped save the day one time. Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a podcast, so we're going to pause for one minute, and we're all going to put on our superhero costumes.
Yes, all right.
All right, we are back. And,
we're back?
I am Spider-Man.
I'm still Superwoman.
Ooh, look at you, Wonder Woman.
I have my uplifting gold embossed red satin bra on with my cape.
Fantastic.
That will get me across the street to my house.
You know, we're bordering on obscenity and profanity here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Here. Yes, yeah. We like profanity.
Woo!
And speaking obscenity. Of which, Erica, I understand that you were down on your hands and knees crawling through the catacombs of the internet to find our listeners some of the more obscure profanity that they might not know about. So, yeah, lay them on us, Erica.
All right. Well, I tried to go with the St. Patty's theme. So, first one, leprechaun. This is one of many definitions
that
could be possible.
Just leprechaun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but obviously it's not. We think of that little guy on the
I
Lucky Charms.
I have two quick. Oh, sorry.
We'll try to guess what we think that would be.
Sure.
That little short green man.
Right. I mean,
who,
I think
who,
of.
Who?
Lucky
pissed
Charms,
me off in Ireland.
But it's obviously, it's got to be obscene, though. It's got to be something obscene.
Well, you want, yeah.
A little short green woman.
I don't think they're short green women leprechauns. Mm. They're always men.
They are.
Yeah, they're
always
men.
What would be
they're creepy.
I'm thinking it's a derogatory term. It's like somebody.
No, I don't think
size of a penis.
It could be, yeah, maybe a penis.
Penis-sized.
Like
mouth?
Or mouth? They're magic. They're green. They're small. Small, magic, green.
They're evil.
How about I just tell you? Why yes, you just,
good yeah. idea.
Okay, so the two definitions I was referencing today.
Yes.
One is any ginger over the age of 18 but under 5'5".
Oh.
Which I really think it should maybe be under 5', but. Ooh. And then the second one, Greg, could actually apply to you as well as anyone's. Your definition, I'm sorry, not you.
Hold
your definition.
It.
Your Wait, definition.
Just a hot shit minute. Sorry.
Your definition.
I
oh,
meant your
you.
Definition, not you.
You're bringing out the green eyebrows in
no,
me now.
No. I meant your definition. Or anyone that said short. So, vertically challenged pedophile who Ooh. Tricks children into eating his Lucky Charms.
Oh, that's Ooh. Bad. That's really bad. You got to stay off of that part of the internet.
Okay.
What else you got?
Irish blubber. What do you guys think that is?
Irish
that's
blubber?
It's actually a pretty good one.
Is it like a corned beef brisket that's kind of overcooked or something? I don't know.
A fat woman.
Irish blubber.
Close.
Fat woman. God. But you're close. Fat guy.
No.
Is it a Jerry Lewis movie?
Nope.
Damn it.
Well, I don't know. When a pale-skinned girl or guy, well, I guess girl or guy, sorry, Brian, who appears of
sorry,
average
Brad.
Size. Well, he said a man that was fat or something.
Oh, okay. I wondered why you were apologizing to Brad.
When a pale-skinned girl or guy who appears of average size turns out to have a memory foam texture.
Meaning chunky.
Hug at your own risk. That's what it says.
Wow. Okay. All right.
All right.
So you don't, that's not desirable.
No. Yeah. Irish pillowcase.
An Irish
pillowcase.
Okay. Well, the Irish stereotypes are they drink a lot. They have a lot of children. What else?
You're not going to get it that way.
On their butt. Padding on their
Irish
belly.
Pillowcase.
No.
Irish
It's just derogatory.
Well, I kind of figured that.
So it's somebody's buttocks.
No? Just
breasts.
Disposable paper that covers toilet seats.
Irish pillowcase?
That makes me think of that picture that's been floating around, the Irish yoga. Yeah, where there are all these people passed out on their odd positions.
Oh.
That's pretty funny. That's my favorite one so far.
Okay.
Give us one more.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, one more.
You got,
I just, the one that was Irish related, I don't like. Okay, so I'm going to go with this one. Chunion.
A chunion.
C-H-U-N-I-O-N. Chunion.
So okay, where's I'm it thinking come from? Of an
this
onion
not Irish?
And a
this
chardon.
Is not Irish related.
I got nothing.
It's a form of armpit odor that resembles a combination of cheese and onion, usually experienced after a hard work or a hot day.
I feel like that would be kind of a larger person.
Yeah,
too,
probably.
You know? Wow.
That's what I got.
I was thinking of, speaking of luck of the Irish, the term Lucky Pierre.
Mm.
I was reading the Rogers Profanosaurus, a great resource,
by the
way.
Reading it randomly.
I was doing some research. The Lucky Pierre, which they define as the busiest botter in a three-man bum chain. The so-called Lucky Pierre.
Congrats.
Okay, so we've waited way too long to talk about this contest.
Oh.
6 hours
Are we
later.
Rating it? Are we giving it a rating?
There's a contest.
Are we back to the rating?
Well, right now I'm talking about the contest.
Oh, the contest, though.
But, yes.
What contest?
So, here's the contest. We talked about the lavish gifts that Lava Craft Bloody Mary Mix is going to be giving out. There will be three of them. What we want people to do, now this is going to be a photo contest. Mm. We want you... Mm. To take a picture of your Bloody Mary, and obviously if you do something creative that relates to lava or St. Paddy's Day, all the better. But you don't have to. You
Does
don't
it
have
require
to.
An adapter of any kind?
No, this one doesn't.
Okay.
So post that picture to Instagram or Facebook. Follow Lava on either of those and hashtag Lava Bloody Mary. So it's just hashtag Lava Bloody Mary. And the winners will get a nice Bloody Mary gift set featuring Lava, Santa Barbara olive garnishes, Crave jerky, and some other cool things.
What the fuck are those?
Yeah. So get on your Facebook, get on your Instagram, and follow Lava Bloody Mary. And then drop that hashtag, Lava Bloody Mary, with the picture. And you'll get in the drawing. And you could win one of those three lavish gifts.
And the olives, we've got a sample. Is that what they're talking about right
now? Yeah, they did. They sent us a jar. And this is an adorable jar. Santa Barbara Olive Company.
Babies.
Yeah, pimento martini
like
olives.
In there.
They're a nice big Queen Anne olive stuffed into a cute little jar. They look delicious.
Nice packaging again.
Yeah, these guys do a nice job.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so Lava, it's a handcrafted Bloody Mary mix made with Italian San Marzano tomatoes, grown in volcanic soil, imported spices, premium ingredients, and it's gluten-free. They say don't settle for anything less in your top shelf.
So may I interject here? Because if you go onto their website, you can get a 15% coupon off.
Really?
Because I did that this week, so I was checking them out, and it was I got a 15% coupon off of... Mm-hmm. The Lava.
I noticed that you pronounced it coupon. Is that a coupon? Wisconsin?
It's coupon. Coupon.
I grew up pronouncing it coupon. That same way, but I think...
I say coupon.
The beer chaser and the pronunciation put us smack dab in Wisconsin.
Well, we've had many beer chasers this evening.
Holy
and many
shit,
Lava.
Have we
what? Who says coupon?
Coupon. I just said coupon.
Lynn just did like
I
three
did.
Times.
I did.
It's coupon. Well, what are we supposed to say in the Midwest then?
I guess
you say whatever you want, Erica.
I said coupon, but actually it's coupon, evidently.
Yeah. So we really appreciate it when people go on iTunes and write us a review or like us on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. And by all means, hit our website, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Shit ton of recipes there, a bunch of reviews. You can see all of our old podcasts as well. Next time around... We're going to be reviewing Dimitri's. Now, we've reviewed Dimitri's seasonings before, and their product for years has been this a concentrate that you add to tomato juice and then add your vodka. We're big fans, and I'll tell you, I like that stuff quite a bit. But now they're coming out with, it's not released yet, but we got a little premiere. They sent us a little sample of this new product. It's a pre-mixed full bottle of their mix. So we're going to be reviewing that next time. So I hope you can tune in for that. In the meantime, hit us up on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast, on the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com, on Twitter, at My Big Fat Bloody Mary, on Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary, and on Snapchat, Big Papa.
Big Papa.
See you next time.